Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is reported by Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has stated, without doubt, everything has a heart. And the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. Whoever recites Surah Yasin once, the reward of reciting the entire Quran 10 times will be written for him. It is reported by Sayyiduna Atta bin Abu Rabah Tabi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has stated, whoever recites Surah Yasin at the start of the day, all of his needs will be fulfilled. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated, whoever recites Surah Yasin in the morning has been granted relief during the day until the evening, and whoever recites it at the beginning of the night has been granted relief during the night until the morning. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, if Surah Yasin is recited before someone who is dying, Allah azza wa jal deals with him mercifully in taking his soul. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Kilaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whoever recites Surah Yasin will be forgiven. Whoever recites it at the time of eating, when the food is insufficient, food will suffice for him. If it is recited near a dying person, Allah Azza wa Jal will be kind with him at the time of his death. If Surah Yasin is recited near a woman who is experiencing trouble in labor, there will be relief for her. Whoever recites it, it is as if he has recited the Holy Quran 11 times. And for everything there is a heart. And the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Jafar Muhammad bin Ali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whoever finds hardness in his heart should write Yasin wal Quran al Hakim with saffron onto a plate and then drink it. Inshallah, his heart will become gentle. It is narrated by Amirul Mumineen Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has stated, whoever goes to visit the graves of one or both of his parents every Friday and then recites Surah Yasin next to them, that is by their graves, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant forgiveness for him in the place of each letter. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, whoever recites Surah Yasin on the night before Friday, that is the night between Thursday and Friday, he will be granted forgiveness. It is narrated by Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has stated, there is one surah in the noble Quran which is referred to as Azim, the great surah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who recites it is referred to as Sharif, honorable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That surah is Surah Yasin. On page 594 of Jannati Zewar, Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Allama Maulana Abdul Mustafa Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has listed many blessings of Surah Yasin. If a thirsty person recites it, thirst will be quenched. If an unmarried man recites it, very soon he will get married. If an unmarried woman recites it, very soon she will get married. If a sick person recites it, he will be cured. If a prisoner recites it, he will be freed. If a traveler recites it, he will receive assistance from Allah Azza wa Jal in his journey. If an unhappy person recites it, his sadness and sorrow will be removed. If someone who has lost something recites it, he will find that thing. Recite the following one verse of Surah Yasin 1469 times, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Inshallah, whatever purpose you recite it for, that purpose will be fulfilled. Khwaja Darabi writes that this is a tried and tested method. Write Salamun Qawlam Min Rabbir Rahim, verse number 58, 5 times on a single piece of paper and tie it as a taweez. You will remain secured from accidents, thieves, etc. Whoever recites Surah Yasin in the morning, his entire day will pass well. and whoever recites it at night, his entire night will pass well. It is mentioned in a hadith that Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.